This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, it's all Nick Danger, the Fire Sign Theater's best-known and most popular character. He was introduced originally on the album How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All, in an episode called Hit 'Em Off at the Past. Now, we're not going to hear that version. This one is a reboot of that particular story from the Back from the Shadows tour album, which came out on the Shout Factory's Box of Danger, which is 6 CDs of all Nick Danger material. It's the same story, but it's performed before a live audience and somewhat rewritten, as will be obvious. So here's the live version of Nick Danger in the episode they call He Walks Again by Night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 536th live broadcast of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Tonight's show is produced, as always, by Alexander Blockhouse, written by Hugh Bolloreston, featuring Laurie Pierre as Rocky Rococo, Benjamin Privypit as Catherwood, featuring Laurie Pierre, featuring Harry Ames as Bradshaw, Georgina Spelvin as Nancy, and starring Houston Mogus as Nick Danger. And now, as always, we need your help to help to set the mood for mystery. As you know, every show begins with a famous foghorn effect, and ladies and gentlemen, we want you to supply it this evening for us. Now, you all know what a foghorn sounds like, don't you? Yes, no, that's not quite right. It's more like a B.O. Let's try it now. 1, 2, 3, B.O. Boy, that stinks.
No, ten seconds to air, please.
All right, folks, when I throw you this sign, I want to hear that B.O. loud and clear, okay?
Five.
Get ready.
Four. Three. Two. B.O.
Los Angeles. He walks again by night. Out of the fog, into the smog. Relentlessly, ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly.
Nice doggy, get out.
Toward his weekly meeting with the unknown. At Florence and Normandy, he turns left. At Normandy and Florence, he turns right. He crosses MacArthur Park and walks into a great sandstone building.
Oh, my nose.
Groping for the door, he steps inside and climbs the 13 steps to his office. He walks in. He's ready for mystery. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything. He's
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
I want to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
No anchovies? You've got the wrong man. I spell my name Danger.
What? What?
The makers of fantastic cigarettes, long in the leaf and short in the can, bring you another true story from the tattered casebook of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Let's join Nick now in the adventure we call Cut 'Em Off at the Pass.
It all began innocently enough on Tuesday. I was sitting in my office that drizzly afternoon, listening to the monotonous staccato of rain on my desktop and reading my name on the glass of my office door.
Hey,
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Regnad Kissin. What could that mean? My secretary lay snoring on the floor, her long, beautiful gams pinioned under the couch. It must have been quite a weekend, especially for the couch. I didn't hear him enter exactly, but my nostrils flared at the smell of his perfume. Wow. South Philly patchouli, I think they called it. There was only one joker in wherever the hell we are here, Beaver College. There was only one joker in Beaver College grungy enough to wear that scent. And I had to find out who he was.
Good afternoon, Mr. Regnad.
He's drunk.
I knew it.
Move it along.
I'm Rocky Rococo. Huh. It's the same backwards or forwards. Rococo, Rococo.
Thanks, Half Pint. You just saved me a whole lot of investigative work.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Do you know what this is?
I had to think for a minute. What cruel game was he playing?
That's a brown paper bag.
Очень хорошо, это правда. Now look inside, Mr. Dango. What do you see?
That's easy. That's a pickle. There's an echo in here.
Echo in here.
Echo in here.
Oh, that's a good pickle. It's
yes,
a real nice pickle.
It's a very good pickle. Yes. And you can get one during the intermission for only $5.
Cut that.
They look really good with a T-shirt.
All right. Move it along. Oh,
shut up. Will you want to shut
up? Come on.
Leave me alone.
Stop, Huckster.
All right. Now I think you're ready for this.
Why, that's nothing but a two-bit ring from a crackerback jocks.
I'd sell it to you for 5,000 rubles. The dollars.
What kind of a chump do you take me for?
First class.
Thank you. This tarnished piece of tin is worthless.
Worthless?
Yes.
Not to Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber?
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
All right. How about Betty Joe Pilowski?
Betty Joe Pilowski.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that name since college. And I didn't even go to college. Then it all came rushing back at me like the hot kiss at the end of a wet fist. It was a kind of flashback kind of thing, see? It must have been Beaver College. We'd escaped from the crowd and crouched, trembling under the dwarf maples.
Oh, Mickey, why, I don't know what to say. This is the most beautiful ring I've ever seen.
Yeah, Nancy, it's really neat. It cost me $5,000.
Oh, Mickey, how can I ever repay you?
Well, gee whiz, Nancy. How about 500 down and a 36-month contract?
What?
Or you could marry me.
Oh, that's impossible, Nick. I can't marry you. I certainly can't. I can't even tell you why. Well, maybe someday.
All right, Nancy, I understand. Just sign here.
Here, yes.
And here.
Here.
And here.
Right here.
And here.
Over here, too. Oh, Nick, I'll never forgive you for this.
And I'll never forget you neither, Nancy. And that's why I called today, Mrs. Haber. Something reminded me of that time so long ago among the beavers, under the dwarf maples.
I don't know. Must be a bad connection, Nick. I don't know what prompted you to get in touch with me, but you called just in the nick of time.
I see you haven't lost your delicate sense of humor, have you, Nancy?
What? Nick, I can't talk to you right now. You have to get out here right away. My husband, it's the same old place in Santa Barbara. Hurry, Nicky. I need you.
Nancy. I slipped the ring into my nose and the receiver into my pocket and headed down the hall toward the fire escape. I hadn't a moment to lose.
Hey, danger. Where's the fire?
In your eyes, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Shut up! Don't get wise with me, peepers. You're lucky we didn't burn you on the Anselmo Pederazzi case.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You caught him, didn't you?
Yeah, but the punk got away, no thanks to you.
Well, what if that is him? That could be Anselmo right out there, Al.
Just a friendly word of advice, Dinger.
Yeah.
Don't go sticking your nose into police business.
Sure, Lieutenant, is that all?
No. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Okay, Bradshaw.
And don't fidget while I talk to you.
Okay, Mom.
And don't drag mud across my nice, clean kitchen floor.
Yeah. I had to get to Santa Barbara in a big hurry. As I whipped onto Sepulveda Drive, the fires were just twinkling on across the San Fernandino Valley. My tires squealed like stool rats as I hit Mulholland. A right. A left, a right to the body. Oh, God, we were on South Street. 4 hours later, but an entertaining 4 hours filled with sound effects. I walked up the gray gravel driveway of the old same place. It had evidently been snowing in Santa Barbara since the top of the page. And I had to shake the cornstarch off my mucklucks as I lifted the heavy Armenian door knocker. Hey in there, open up. Your door knocker fell off.
What's all this brouhaha?
I'll do it. Timing is everything. Brouhaha. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Wait a minute. Don't you want this door knocker?
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see, I told you so. We used to have another one, but he vanished mysteriously.
He'll come in out of the cornstarch and dry your mucklucks by the fire. Let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
No, let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
Well, if you're so smart, why don't you pick up your cues faster?
Are those my cues?
Yes, they must be dry by now. Why don't you pull them up out of the bubble wrap before they scorch, eh? All right, sir. May I take your hat and goat?
You'll never get my goat.
We'll see about that. I assume you've come to see my mistress, Mr. Danger.
I don't care about your private life, old fellow, or where you put your commas. I'm here to see Mrs. Haber.
Mrs. Haber?
Audrey Farber? How about Betty Jo Bielowski?
Oh, you mean Nancy. Well, she's in the aviary stunting trees. I shall return with her straight away. In the meantime, you may wait here in the sitting room, or you can shit here in the waiting room.
What was it about this place, besides the beavers? The atmosphere was as phony as the two-door nightmare balustrade that leered at me from the top of the descending nude staircase. And there she stood, radiant. All those curves radiating through that flimsy burnous.
Yoo-hoo!
Say, Nancy.
Nancy!
Same old Nancy.
Same old Nick.
What's the bird's eye lowdown on this caper, Nancy?
Nick, we can't talk here. I don't know, man, but we can't talk here. This is much better. We're in the chapel now. It's soundproof, so no one can hear us.
What?
What did you say?
I said it's soundproof, so no one can hear us.
What?
Never mind. Will you follow me? Just... walk this way.
If I walk that way, I'd have to use the ladies' room.
There's an echo in here.
Echo in here.
Echo in here.
Echo in here.
This is the portrait gallery, Nick. It's the safest room in the mansion.
All right, baby, come here.
Oh, Nick, 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 Nick.
Me! Oh, my head. I felt like I'd been kicked in the head by a whole chorus of beavers. 20 years later, and she still knocked me out.
Good girl, Nancy. That jug of Nippon Cadet 41 ought to hold him for a while.
You fools! Where's my $5,000? Your time is almost up.
Rococo, well, how did you get in here?
The sound man gave me a key.
Really?
Well, actually, it was only half a key. I had to split it with him.
Thanks, Rocky.
You slimy blackmailer.
Are you threatening me, you piddle pack?
Well, yes, I am.
I have to beat your brain out.
Oh, put down that pickle. You'll never, never get away with this.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Didn't you ever see Maltese Falcon?
Of course.
Casablanca?
Naturally.
Gorgonzola versus Cheese Monster?
Were you in that?
Oh, yes, I had a small part in a rubber suit.
I suddenly felt the need to exert some kind of control here. Character actors are going on way too long. I was hovering over the scene, and I envisioned myself spread-eagled on the floor. I beat the eagle off, but it didn't seem to do much good. I had to get my gat.
We'll be right back to Nick Danger after this word.
All right, hold it right there. Now hold it over here. That's right. I'm Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw, and I got a piece of advice for you. Here in the studio, sure, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when the red light goes out and the commie writers go home, I'm just plain old Harry Ames, full-time citizen and weekend father. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowlful of Loosener's castor oil flakes. So come on, little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost. The boost you get from Loosener's. Loosener's.
The all-weather breakfast. And now, owing to excessive audience response, we return you two pages ahead to the thrilling confusion of Nick Danger, Third Eye, page 20.
Yeah. Suddenly, it all became clear to me. Poor Nancy, married to a man 1,000 years old. That was her horrible secret. And it was Catherwood who killed Rococo to protect his wife, my Betty Jo.
Who is he talking to? And how does he make his voice do that?
Shut up!
Well, Bradshaw, I guess I've solved another one for you.
Danger? I'll never know how you do it. I was sure I had the goods on you this time.
Well, Bradshaw,
It's like in the army, you know?
What?
The great prince issues commands.
What's he doing?
Founds estates, vests families with fiefs. This is something I learned from Sam Nunn. Inferior people should not be employed.
Nick, I can't knock insider information like that. But you still put me through too many changes.
The makers of Fantastic Cigarettes, long but yet somehow short in the can, and Loosener's Castor Oil Flakes for the smile of successful evacuation, have brought you the somewhat shortened further adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Tune in again next time for the case of the Asphalt Arab.
Now, remember that Anselmo Pederazzi case they mentioned in there? Well, here's that story. This one is from the 1984 Rhino Records album By the Fire Sign, without David Osman. He was off producing for National Public Radio, and so the other three had to do it on their own. And they did a fine job. Here's that story from their album, The Three Faces of Al.
In the heart of a city that has no heart, there's a building where only the stool pigeons come to roost. Step in the elevator, press 13, then use the stairs. At the end of the hallway, there's a frosted glass door. I didn't tell you to go in there. Turn left. See that door with a bloodshot eye on it? It's not a psychic. It's not an oculist. It's a dick. America's only detective. He's ready for action. He's ready for adventure. He's...
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
Hello. I want to order an anchovy to go and hold the pizza.
Anchovy?
Yes. A little flat thing with eyes.
I don't care what you look like. You're wasting my time. I spell my name D... the way it's spelled, Danger.
What?
I've been working really hard, but I've finally had a peaceful night passed out in my file cabinet. I just finished my biggest case. The case I like to call the case of the case of bourbon. I don't remember exactly how it ended, but I know it began something like this. My favorite. Old plain wrap. Aged on the shelf. Like me.
Hello. Sorry, Nick Danger not here. He out getting money he probably owe you. Envelope in mail. No check. Goodbye.
Nick, it's Nancy, me. Don't hang up.
I couldn't hang up. You see, I've been hung up on this fortune cookie ever since I could remember. Remember what? What were we talking about?
Nancy.
Nancy, you. My heart began to beat like a wet hamburger. This dame had short-ordered me before, so I knew I had to play it tough. What do you want, baby? Big tips?
Nicky, I really need you this time. It's the snakes, the stench of magnolias, the old man and his desires, the script, the background music. I'm scared.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you, Nancy?
Page 3, the Van Pederazzi Mansion, interior, night. Don't turn the page, baby.
I'm on my way.
What?
Suddenly, I heard a door squeak open behind me. Strange. I don't have a door, and they repossess the squeak. Only one man had the gall to carry his own sound effects. Is that gall I smell?
It's oil of anchovy, Danger. Have it, tin.
So, Rocky Rococo We meet again.
No, we met again last week. This is now.
Metaphysics gives me a headache, Rococo.
Open the tin, Danger. There's a prize inside.
Anchovies.
Unroll the green one.
Half a fin. Howdy, Abe.
Been a long time since you've seen an honest man, eh, Danger? And the other half is waiting for you at the end of the job.
Yeah? What do I have to do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'm not kidding. Just file yourself under inactive. And remember, I wasn't here. You never saw me.
What a pleasant thought.
I hate you, Danger.
Can it, Rococo? And you can take your smelly little friends with you.
No! You got anchovies all over my sharkskin suit. Hey, looking good. Wait till the hookers catch me on the boulevard.
Nick Danger Third Eye is brought to you today by Vino Brothers.
Hey, just because you're out drinking with your friends on the stoop doesn't mean you have to be one. Step up to the many tastes of Vino Brothers wine. There's Vino White, it's dry. Add water, it's wet. Add sugar, it's a fine sherry. Add ketchup and blow in the bottle, it's a sparkling rosé. Vino Brothers, WINOBROS. Look for the bottle shaped like a paper bag.
Now back to the case that Nick calls the Three Faces of Al.
I figured it was going to be okay to double-cross Rococo. Hell, that's the way he signs his name. Besides, Nancy was in trouble. And this time, even Dr. Coathanger couldn't help her. But I needed a car. Hey, this two-tone job looked fast. Wow, grand auto. CB radio, bubble lights, shotgun. I wonder what this is. Uh-oh.
You'll need these keys, Danger.
Sergeant Blutwurst.
I saw everything you did. I was staked out in the back seat.
Steak smells good.
You're gonna be hamburger, Danger. We're gonna turn on the heat downtown and grill you real good.
Yeah.
You see these knuckles, Nick?
Yeah.
Sergeant Blutwurst's gumshoe tenderizers. Yeah. We're going to have a rare old time.
Well, you don't scare me, Patty.
Who are you calling a meat patty?
Blutwurst!
What?
This is the chief. Over.
Branshaw.
Chief, good news. I caught Danger in the act. Over.
He's always overacting. He was last in his class at police acting school. Over.
I'm bringing him in, Chief.
Say over, Blutwurst.
Over, Blutwurst.
No, let him go. Over.
Let him go over?
Yeah, and give him the car. Over.
Turn the car over?
Shut up, Blutwurst. Over.
Thanks, Al.
Don't thank me yet, Nick.
Too late, Al. I already did. Over and out. Drop you somewhere, Blutwurst?
Yeah, well, I guess you have to, Nick.
Yeah. How about right here? Over and out. The Van Pederatzy mansion loomed up at me from the other end of this musical bridge. What a classy neighborhood. Look at the names stuck on these gates. The Dentines, Spearmints, Double Bubbles. Hey, the Peps. Manny and Mo must be having a party. Look at all the cars jacked up on the lawn. Frankly, I hate rich people. I hate them and their stupid problems. But here I was again, and all because of a dame. Yeah, how do I turn this siren off? I guess that's what the shotgun's for. Listen to those crickets. I hate crickets.
Who?
I hate owls, too.
Who is that?
Whoa. A dame.
Hello? Oh.
She was backlit by the amber glow of the throbbing security lights. She was halfway out of a sexy single sequin outfit that was cut so low it was held up by her elbows.
Well, hello there.
This was a dame for night. What an exterior.
Who are you talking to? Oh, you poor man. Are you selling brooms made by the insane?
I'm looking for a beautiful girl in trouble, but you'll do.
Yes, I will, but not with you. If I buy a broom, will you go away?
Her brush off made me bristle. Do you live here, sweetheart, or you just work in the driveway?
I'm Slumber Van Pederatzy, and you're lucky I'm even talking to you. Now get out of my way.
Hey.
How many hounds had to die for that suit?
She stole my car, and maybe my heart with it.
We'll be back to Nick Danger after these few words.
From Minneapolis's historic West Bank, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We're streaming and archived on KFAI.org. It's where community has always grown.
You're listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground on KFAI Fresh Air Radio.
Hello again, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, it's all Nick Danger. Right now we're listening to The Three Faces of Al. It was originally out in 1984 on Rhino Records, but this version is from the Shout Factory collection, The Box of Danger. And so we return to the conclusion of The Three Faces of Al.
Ah, Mr. Dangler, I'm Butman the Futler.
You're kidding.
I mean, I'm Futman the Butler. My waster's mating.
Huh?
My maester's waiting.
I don't care what he does when he's alone. I spell my name. A D, some dough, a lump of cash, a grade I never got. Yeah, and that's nice. It rhymes with mice.
Spare me, please.
Listen, pal. I happen to know there's a frantic little minx in this house, and you're gonna tell me where she is.
You're bending my start, Mr. Dinger. Don't worry. Mr. Van Pederatsy will explain everything. Now, may I rape your cat?
What?
Take your hat.
No way.
Then I'll just take your script.
Hey, you tore up my script. How am I going to know what happens next?
Exactly. You'll just have to improvise, won't you, Mr. Diddler?
Improvise what?
There you go. Not so hard, is it? Not so good, but not so hard. Good luck, Mr. Butler. Just go down that hall and you'll find a door. I mean, you'll bind a whore. Yes, that's it.
I
think I've got it. Bind
I
a whore.
Didn't know what to say. Let's see. Something was funny here. Yeah, where was Nancy? Yeah, this is easy. What do I need writers for anyway? I boldly stepped into a big room with a roaring fire. Yeah. Hope there's a fireplace.
You're getting warm, Mr. Danger. It's a fire pit. Throw a few more snakes on, won't you? Or are you afraid?
I ain't afraid of nothing, Pederatsy. Except crickets and owls.
Well then, we're waiting.
Sure. There you go.
Ah, the mambas are dancing and hissing. Must be wet and green. Like you, Mr. Danger. A small town dick with no script and nothing to say.
Oh, yeah? I don't happen to need no commie-wood pin pushers to tell me that, that there's something funny going on around here.
Brilliant, Mr. Danger. Is that off the cuff?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a pen that wrote on plastic cuffs.
Listen, pal, I'm only here for one reason, and her name is Nancy. Where is she?
She's gone, Danger. Real gone. She did her little thing and left. Mm-hmm. We played our little game while she made her phony little call to you. Then she took off her little costume, did the little windows, and left. And look, now you're here.
Why, you twisted pervert.
I'm not twisted anymore, Mr. Danger. A visit from little Nancy always straightens me right up.
You know what really ticks me off, Pederasty?
Let me guess. You blew a $5 job coming all the way out here on a wild goose chase.
How'd you know that?
It's my goose, and it's my script. Mm. And guess what happens next?
I'm getting out of here?
Not yet, Nick. You'll miss the murder.
Murder?
There you go. Improvising isn't so difficult, is it? All you need to do is react to things like this gun.
Hey, wait a minute.
We don't have a minute, Mr. Danger. Our little scene's almost played out. Hello. This weapon looks a lot like yours, doesn't it? Small, ineffective. Unless, of course, I hold it up to my head like this.
Hey.
And squeeze the trigger.
He's dead. Hey, this is my gun.
Right you are, Danger.
Blutwurst.
Take him, boys.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, my eyes. What's happening here?
What a pretty picture. Murder one on the front page.
Hey, hey.
Read all about it. Danger the Frightful Pinterest the Icing. Whatever that means. X-tree, X-tree, Bradshaw's hat in D.A. ring.
Hey, Snake Eyes, here comes Mr. Rococo's check a stretch. So give me the paper, blind boy. Hey, can the front page. You know it only confuses the little boss.
I rewrote Mr. Rococo's horoscope real good today, boy. What's happened? Oh, hey, was that my stand?
That's the sound of late-breaking news. Where's my paper?
Right here, boss.
Give it to me. Come on out, slumber baby. We'll see how the stars line up for our opening night. Let's see. Scorpio, Sagittarius, Rococo. Your life of crime makes you the envy of everyone. Mm-hmm. But beware. There's something fishy about you. What? Maybe it's your perfume. Right on, eh, boys? Now let's see about you. The virgin. Yeah, that's you, but not for long. Right. Sorry about your daddy, sugar. Story on page one. What?
Page one. X-tree, X-tree, Van Pederazzi shot from behind. Oh. Insane broom salesman held.
That's my long-lost father. Oh, let me see this picture. That's not my father. He wouldn't be caught dead in that suit.
You must be
they're
mistaken.
They're framing that pathetic bush kisser. I mean, breast pincher.
What?
Spit it out. Brush pusher. Oh, Rocky, yes. You've got to take me to see the police.
But, baby, the concert sold out. You're singing to the swells tonight.
Yeah, geez, boss, you should see it. The swells are already here.
You see?
They're down front right next to the Sugar Freeze and J.P. Double Bubble. Oh. And Pud and Tubby Fleer in a box with some good-looking chicklets.
You're right. They're all waiting.
For you.
Every breath I take.
Oh, yes.
Every move I make.
You're beautiful. Break a wing, Angel. I've done it, Bull.
Me too.
With Pederazzi on ice and the double-crossing Danger on death row.
Yeah.
I've netted the anchovy market. I'll have the whole town hooked in a week.
Yeah.
And tonight, I sleep with a canary.
You gotta be real careful with canaries, boss. What? They're real small. The feathers can get caught right on the end of
your... Tend the BS, Bull. Come on. Champagne and anchovies for everybody.
Clear the way for the boss. Move out of the way there.
And as for me, well, while the world was dancing into the night, I was ready to walk that long last mile without a script. Yeah, Lead Liver.
It's a young page of 15. You be the eye to eat the last meal.
Roughly.
Well, don't forget the fries, bro. The fries. Yeah, you go
shut up, Lead Liver, shut up.
Yeah.
Are you ready to move into your all-electric house?
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you the chair.
Thanks, Blutwurst. I needed to finish my dinette set.
Can the corn. Just hop into these metal bunny slippers,
hey.
Nicky, and let's go.
You know Blutwurst?
Yeah, it's my father. You used to call me Little Blutwurst. I was thin and red and hot.
Let's try it again.
What?
Blutwurst, this is like a bad dream.
No, this isn't like a bad dream, Nicky. This is a bad dream.
When I go now.
America, you've come to the end of a hard day. cutting big ones in Oregon.
Making little ones in Ohio.
Buying long in Texas.
Selling short on Wall Street.
You've seen it all in beer ads.
And now it's anchovy time. Pop open a tin.
Yeah, this bait's for you.
Don't settle for the guts. Go for the eyes.
Don Rococo's Oriental Anchovy Eyes.
Pop them out, light them up, go away. You deserve it.
And America, you look beautiful.
And now, back to America's newest mystery star, Al Bradshaw, tomorrow's D.A.
Extra danger, lose the show. Bradshaw to address jury. He says, shut up.
Shut up.
Order, order in this courtroom.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen, blind newsboy. The man sitting before you, this Nick Danger, is not the hapless, seedy dick he appears.
He is
a desperate, cold-blooded criminal. But his blood won't be cold long, ladies and gentlemen, because he's sitting in the hot seat. And now, it's up to you, the shills and jills of the jury, to put down those anchovy pipes long enough to ring down the curtain on this bad act.
How did this guy get all these lines,
Your Honor? I'm not going
to
warn you again. Who's writing this stuff? Hold it just a second. The phone. Hello, Judge. Oh, it's the governor.
The governor?
Thank God, it's a pardon.
What's happening here?
Quiet. All right, I'll tell him. That's right, Nick. The governor hopes you'll pardon him for not being here today to personally pull the switch.
Wait a minute. Your Honor, I feel like I'm going crazy. You're Judge Schweinfresser. I can't be expected to defend myself if I can't see the script. Now, this whole trial is a miscarriage of justice, and abortion ain't legal in this state.
That's very clever.
Poor little Nicky Wicky doesn't have a script. I thought you learned how to improvise in police acting school.
I'm doing pretty good at improvising, Al. How are you?
Doing what?
Doing improvising. Come on,
I love to improvise.
Lift your eyes up off the script.
Come on. Quiet in the court.
Give me an emotion.
How about avarice?
No, that's not an emotion. Judge, help me out here.
Lust.
Sloth.
No.
Greed. Go with greed.
Greed. Okay, greed. Now I need a state of mind.
Unemployed.
No.
Sex.
Al, you don't get it.
Driving.
No. Come on. Something dramatic. Dead. Great. We'll take
dead.
I need a place for this scene to happen. I need a place.
How about the moon? That's where you belong.
A house. A white house.
No. Something exterior. I need an exterior.
All right, how about a hobo jungle, Nick?
Hobo jungle it is, Al. We're greedy ghosts in a hobo jungle. And let's go. I came too flat on my back on top of a boxcar pulling out of the city yards. The night was as dark as coal dust. Hey, that is coal dust. The moon was as fat and orange as a blood-fed tick. Hey, not bad. I wonder if Carl Sandburg got his start this way. Let's see, we pulled out onto the main line and began to pick up speed like a Benny Muncher with a bankroll. I watched the pastel tenement houses flash by like lonely Iowa French fries, stuck in the ground like the broken teeth of a dog yard fence.
The broken teeth of a dog yard fence?
Hey.
That stinks!
Hey, this is stiff on top.
Hey, who's down there?
This Oregon Longfellow down here.
Let go of my ankle. I'm going to fall. Hey. Get away from me. You bums, get away from me. Who the hell are you? Where are we going?
This train is bound for glory.
I hate folk songs.
About the glory.
Hey, listen.
Listen to the fuzzy tale.
Hey, little lighthouse. Who this king?
Yeah, who's the gay cat?
I ain't no pansy. I'm a dick.
Right. I recognize them. Or he the town clown.
A fly mug?
A bull.
Yeah. Look who's finally coming over. Our favorite poodle, Nick Danger. Doggy.
Yeah, that's me. What are you going to do about it?
Hey, too bad, Nick. We all thought you beat the Joe.
What do you mean?
I remember me, Nick. I'm Wino Red.
Yeah.
You booked me 87 times for D&D in 1 week.
Yeah, it was a precinct record.
Hey, pass the gossip. Give him a lump,
huh?
Red.
You guys are dead. You were pancaked by a garbage truck at the corner of DeLorean and Avocado yesterday.
That's right, Nick.
That crap hauler didn't know them cans was home sweet home to us.
It was the best cabs we ever had.
Then this is the train you don't get off of.
Hey, don't have no sense with no proposition.
A-hole.
Hey, we're stopping. I'm getting off.
No, he never stopped before. This must be some special pickup.
Let go of me.
Hey, look at that hoist.
Wow.
It must be a mile long.
TV and a bar.
Hey, that's gotta be Van Pederazzi.
No, that John Lee Double Bubble.
Out of my way, you filthy bum.
Hey, say he cacked 5 minutes ago, watching a low-cut number named Slumber at Rococo's Club Zero.
What, Slumber?
A pair of zeros. Golly.
Wait a minute. Let me see that manifest. A, B, D, D. Hey, there's no danger next to Double Bubble.
No danger next to Double Bubble? That's what my wife used to say. Is there any champagne?
Hey, that penguin be right. Hey, wait a minute. Danger's alive. He trying to buzz a free ride. Get that jungle buzzing out of here.
Yeah. Give the bums rush.
Gently, boys. Point me toward the Club Zero.
Oh!
My re-entry into the land of the living was as smooth as Slumber Van Pederazzi's pink breasts. Ground Zero was rushing up to greet me. Or was that the Club Zero? Yeah. I aimed carefully for the dark glasses and the white cane. Thanks for taking the fall for me, Snake Eyes. I was still pretty shaky. I saw flashing lights and heard a wailing in my ears.
That's the black and white, Nick.
What?
Abranchon is a homicide. Goons are inside the club.
How do you know that? You're blind.
Only for tax purposes, Danger.
Hey, you two bums.
Get out of here.
Move your buns into the alley or I'll corned beef you. I swear I will. Get back, everybody. No pictures. You put that pencil down. Oh, it's Captain Grogan, sir. What do I do with all these news hounds?
I'll keep them at bay, old Blutwurst, until the DA comes out and throws him a scrap for the Bulldog Edition.
What did you say? Keep that cupboard sort of at your head. You want me to collar you, little
Slumber? Slumber, you buxom bunny. Now, pull yourself together. Now, tell us once again what happened to poor Mr. Double Bubble. Once more, explain it to the nice DA.
I ain't no DA yet, Rococo.
As you will be soon, Bradshaw, once we put this case on ice, eh?
Okay, sister. What's the sob story?
Well, the bar was really swinging, and I was really just swinging into the last bar of my opening number, like this. So pity the songbird who's nailed to her perch and can't pick a living out of love.
Oh, this ain't corn, and she fractured me glass eye.
And then that poor Mr. Double Bubble just squeezed his heart and came all apart.
Wait a minute, little lady, you got it all wrong.
No.
Don't you remember seeing that gumsel in the rented suit?
What?
That jerk that fell for you and offed your father, one Nick Danger?
Who, that pitiful seedy broom pusher I swept off his feet? Oh, he wouldn't harm
She a... is hopeless, Rococo.
Now I'm going to tell you one more time, sweetheart.
What?
Danger was stuck on you.
No.
And he blew up from under Double Bubble's seat, remember?
No, he didn't.
And forced the unfortunate millionaire to swallow his own wine.
No,
and the bubble went straight to his heart and popped him.
Now have you got it, Canary?
But that's absurd.
So's life.
Don't you see? With Double Bubble blown away, we've inherited the perfect youth-oriented vehicle for my anchovy opium eyes. I can hear the radio spots now. Hit it, boys.
Uh-oh, broke a neighbor's window, gotta play for school. Didn't eat your breakfast, crapped on daddy's chair. Showed your dork at recess, wee-weed in the pool. You're in a peck of trouble, but you just don't care. Oh, you're chewing your bubble, oh, blow away your trouble. Oh, you're glad that you picked it, and now you're addicted. Rococo bubble, oh, opium gum.
And now be getting ready for thrilling confusion of Rocky and the Pirates!
Hold it, wait a minute, what? Rocky
Look,
and the Pirates!
How did he get
First
here?
First you guys try to take my life and then you try to take my show. Well, enough is enough.
Enough is never enough.
That's the trouble with you, Nick. You got no ambition.
Yeah, but I do got Blutwurst's gun.
Oh, look out! But that's me dear mother's gun.
Yeah.
The very dear wee gun she used to sink me father.
Save your fairy stories for the locker room, Blutwurst.
I'd kill you if I had me gun.
And now, Slumber, you and I are getting out of here.
Me?
Move those 44s, baby, while I cover them with mine.
But I don't
if you
want
go
to
through
go...
that front door, Danger, you'll end up spread all over the front page.
I never spread it, Al. I always prefer the back way.
Oh. Nick, you dog, you're reading my mind.
We'll just edge off stage here into the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Open this door and we'll...
Oh! Oh!
The girl and I dropped like a couple of eggs into the salty soup. But it turned out we were foo young to die. We were fished out in short order by the captain of a Chinese junk steaming out to sea. But what looked like a sweet rescue went sour when I looked into the stir-fry eyes of our captain.
Change for the better will be made against you.
Rococo, you misfortune cookie.
Welcome aboard the slumber party.
But that's the name of my yacht's fort. I mean my father's yacht. He was lost on it in the Anchovy Islands. What are you doing with it?
As that great wise guy Confucian said, dip dick in water, turn third-class man into first-class boy.
What?
Don't be confused, baby. I think I'm beginning to figure it out, even without a script. Let me see now. Rocky made a deal with Bradshaw, figuring to have your father removed from the menu.
But he's dead!
So then Rocky would take over the fleet of anchovy ships.
You know,
old boats. You knew that, didn't you, baby? Didn't you know opium was what sent you to Sweetbriar?
What?
Junks full of junk. With Bradshaw's protection. Yeah, it's
great.
Crazy. Rocky figures he's got it made.
But Rocky,
I got one tip for you. One thing I figured out. If my guess is right, the late Van Pederatzy is still very much alive.
That's impossible.
Oh, is he?
And standing right behind you, Mr. Rococo, what? With something warm and dangerous pointed at your back.
A Pink's hot dog?
Don't you get it, Rococo.
No.
Bradshaw and Pederatzy have pulled a double cross on you.
No!
It's a triple cross. You didn't catch that one, did you, Nick?
Bradshaw!
Father!
Wait a minute. Nancy, just a minute.
No time for a quickie, Nicky.
That's right, sweet hips.
Oh, Al, we're going all the way. You're going to be DA and we're going to run L.A.
That's right. I'm going to be DA and everybody else on this canoe's going to be D.O.A.
There's a crowd behind me.
I just don't get it. It's like a Hindu nightmare. Three voices in one body. What's going on here? I finally got to admit it. I need a script.
Here, Nicky Nick, take mine. I've memorized the ending.
Thanks, Bradshaw.
I knew I never should have entered into a partnership with a multiple schizophrenic. No wonder he ate so much when we took lunch.
Yeah, here it is. Look, he's all three. Van Pederatzy, Nancy, and Bradshaw. It's right here on page 35.
Let me see.
Think of the residuals.
Just jump to the last page, Danger.
Last page, that's...
Yeah, 39.
The hauntingly handsome Bradshaw.
That's me.
His proud aquiline features reflected in the salt and pepper waves of his carefully Vaseline hat.
Yep.
Turns like a cat dancer on a polished heel and sends four slugs into the junk's thin hull.
Oh, no, stop!
Did you say three or four?
Let's see, it says four.
Okay.
Oh, Danger, you dim bulb! That's the shot that'll drown us!
We're sinking! We haven't got a chance! These waters are teeming with schools of killer anchovies! Those eyes!
I think we better split, Al!
She's right, old boy. Let's be off. Sorry, Van P, but there ain't room in the police launch for three.
Stop him!
He's crazy as a hoot loon. Let me handle this, baby. Hey, Bradshaw, have you noticed we're all sinking fast? Looks like you've written yourself into Davy Jones' corner.
The little monkey's right, Al. We can't get off the boat.
Don't listen to him, baby. He's trying to drive you insane.
But Al, he's right.
I said shut up.
He shot herself.
He's going to kill us all.
You forgot. I'm running this radio show now, see?
Yeah.
If I want to take launch, all I got to do is make my mouth go like this.
He's spinning on me. He's gone.
It worked.
We're all going to die. Oh, no. I can't remember the last time this happened to me.
Shut up, you histrionic hyena.
You can hear the anchovies salivating. I'm going to be eaten by my own business. Oh, mother of God, is this the end of little Rocky? No, I'm getting out of here, me. I've got a bottle of Wino Brothers in my pocket. I'll guzzle it, turn the empty bottle upside down, and walk to shore on the bottom of the ocean, breathing the air trapped inside while you're all trapped here. It's perfect. But just enough for one. So long, suckers.
Something wrong with that plan. Anyway, we're sinking. Slumber, think.
What?
Come on, for the first time in your life, is there a lifeboat on this ship?
Look, they're on the poop. It's Batman the Futler.
Batman?
No, not Batman. Fat Man.
No, not Fat Man, but your father.
You're my father?
I think so. Hand me that script, Mr. Danger.
Here, pal.
Give it to him. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes, according to this, it was better for my nefarious business interests that people presume I had been lost at sea and... Yes, that's right. I've been living with you all these years in my own mansion, disguised as your butler. I mean, despised as your hustler.
Oh, Father.
Well, I guess you can drop that stupid disguise now, Pederazzi.
Thank you. He's naked. Yes. The easier to give you your daily bath, my dear.
What?
Yes, come with me below. There's plenty of water there. Let me just get you out of your little state.
Hey, slumber.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to do that funny thing with the sponge you always do?
This was like some kind of crazy dream. Wait a minute. Maybe Bradshaw had the right idea. Four holes in the hull. All I had to do was make the sound of a hammer with some corks just plugging them up. Let's see. That'd be kind of like a boom, 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 yeah, boom. Yeah, it worked. Well, I guess I'd done it again. Done what again? Boy, I couldn't take much more of this. What did I have to show for any of this anyway? Another episode that just came out blank zero. Just a doomed dick with his dipstick on empty. I had nothing to show for nothing. A bunch of loonies in the hold giving each other baths, and a junk full of opium. What could you do with opium? It's only good for curing the pains of everyday life, I wonder how you steer one of these junks to Hollywood.
Three Faces of Al by the Firesign Theater. Originally released on Rhino Records in 1984 as probably the first comedy album ever released on compact disc. It was re-released in about 2008 in the Shout Factory collection A Box of Danger, which is six discs of all Nick Danger material, taken from many, many different sources and performances. There's still a little bit of Nick Danger material that is not included in that box set either. Perhaps we can come back around to that again another time. I'm Jerry Stearns. You have been listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground. It's modern audio theater on the radio. And we'll be back next Sunday night with more modern audio theater. I hope you'll come back and join us then. You can go to greatnorthernaudio.com, and on the left there's a link to Sound Effects on KFAI for a schedule. Stay tuned for Abby's Room for One next. Join us again next week for more modern audio theater and comedy on Sound Effects, a radio playground, here on Fresh Air Radio.
Teatro del Pueblo presents Los Profanadores de la Calle Arenas at Park Square Theater, Friday, May 8th through Sunday, May 17th. This original play in Spanish follows a family of grave robbers living in a Caribbean cemetery 50 years in the future, when the days are hotter, water is scarcer. They are torn between what they desire and what the world wants for them. It's a play of music, dance, and audience participation. More information about Los Profanadores de la Calle Arenas at the Park Square Theater is available at parksquaretheater.org.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue presenting Creator, Tuesday, May 19th. German thrash metal band Creator storms the First Avenue main room stage with their latest release, Crushers of the World. A head-banging, thrash-bashing audio onslaught that's polished yet powerful. Death-tinged guitar work and hook-driven vocals create melodic mayhem that's just as much metal as it is thrash. Opening the show are special guests Carcass and Cold Steel. More information about Creator in the First Avenue main room is available at first-avenue.com.
in recognition of the freedom of speech protections on the First Amendment and the FCC's relaxed policy on late night and overnight language, this KFAA program may include song lyrics that some listeners might find objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
You can't always get what you want, but you try sometimes. You get what you need.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, where you can catch this train wreck